Do you ever get hangry? You know, hungry and then angry. It turns out this is a real thing. But a new study from the University of North Carolina shows it's slightly more complicated than just anger brought on by a lack of food and a drop in your blood sugar. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jennifer McCormack, the study's lead author. Thanks for joining us this morning. So what's involved here? Do we know exactly how you move from just hungry to hangry?
Hi, yes, there's two things that could actually be happening. Our study suggests, first of all, that just by being hungry, that's not going to automatically make you more hangry, more aggressive, impulsive, things like that. Instead, what's really important is the context you're in. So if you're in a negative situation where you're wrapped up in, say, you know, a coworker's comment to you or a stressful deadline or, you know, a stressful commute to work in the morning, something like that, that's the perfect time when hunger is there ready to bias us. And then the second thing we found is your awareness. So because negativity, because negative situations are very evocative, they really latch onto us, so to speak, and we get sucked into them. We stop paying attention to our feelings in the moment, and that's when we're most likely to mistake, or what we would say, misattribute the negativity that you're feeling that's actually caused by the hunger as coming from, say, you know, that person who cut you off on the highway. And so it's this kind of mistaken identity that the negativity I'm feeling inside is due to you're blaming it on something out in the external world when actually in part it's really just your hunger.
So really, at the center of this, in both situations you described, it is the hunger that's the problem.
Exactly. So it's the hunger and our lack of awareness of it, at least in that moment. And when we take a moment to step back and see, like, oh, I'm hungry, that's when we have the power to be back in control of our feelings, because then we know that, oh, well, if I'm hungry, then I can do something about it. I can, you know, eat some almonds, or I can maybe turn on something pleasant to listen to in the background, or I can at least, you know, kind of try to control myself and not lash out at my partner or my child, etc.
Well, when we're hungry, can it evoke other emotions besides anger? Can it, you know, magnify other things? For example, if we're sad?
Perhaps. So what we found is that although we talk about colloquially that it's you feel hangry, we actually found that anger wasn't the only thing, that actually people who were hangry, so to speak, they were reporting other emotions like stress, hatefulness, even disgust, like lots of very strong, what we would call negative high arousal emotions. By high arousal, I mean that it's really your body is revved up and very physiologically activated. So just like after you've, you know, gone to the gym and you feel lots of energy pumping through you, some emotions can feel like that. Sadness, on the other hand, tends to be low arousal and where you feel very down and maybe calm. And so it's possible that it would be harder for hunger to be mistaken as sadness because the physiology is a bit different.
You know, there's some other things that don't make us feel good. Pain, inflammation, mm-hmm. fatigue, you're tired. How do those, or do we know yet, how those physiological things might play into our emotional state?
So there's a lot of really cool work already, at least establishing that, for example, in the workplace, that fatigue, not being sleep deprived, that can impact our mood, like just kind of generally how we feel, if we feel good or bad. And then some of the work that I'm more excited about these days is looking at inflammation, like when we're sick. Certainly when you're in an inflamed state, that, like when you have the flu or cold, that definitely impacts people's mood, even your social perceptions, like your perceptions of your partner, for example. So there, this literature, this research is at a very early stage, but it's super exciting because I think in the next, you know, 50 years or more, we're going to have all sorts of new studies out there showing how our bodies really can play an important role in our mental lives, our emotional lives.
We're almost out of time, but you know, you mentioned that if you want to tamp down your hunger, eat some almonds or play some calming music, the folks who make Snickers would have us believe that a big dose of sugar would help. Does that help or not?
I mean, sure, in a temporary way, but sugar doesn't last very long, so sorry, Snickers, but I'd rather have people eat long-term, healthier snacks.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Jennifer McCormick, lead author of a study out of the University of North Carolina that shows there really is something called hanger, but it's a little more complicated than you might have thought.